au jeu de la francophonie organisé à Kinshasa en République démocratique du Congo, Katie Mulkey, de la région métropolitaine d'Edmonton, est montée sur la plus haute marche du podium dans la catégorie des 68 kg féminines en lutte. Dans son intervention, Katie s'est sentie honorée d'avoir représenté le Canada au jeu de la francophonie à Kinshasa. Elle ajoute qu'elle est fière d'être allée si loin jusqu'au podium et de tenir le drapeau en encerclant les rings.
It was an unforgettable experience. I have no words really at that moment. I was just so proud to represent Canada. You know, you go all that way, traveling that far. It just makes it all worth it when I was able to stand on the podium holding the flag as well as I ran around the circle after winning my match.
Par rapport au processus de sélection, Katie dit que les compétiteurs sont classifiés sur base de leur rang et performance tout au long de la carrière. Elle a déjà été sur plusieurs équipes nationales et grâce à sa bonne performance dans les Jeux panaméricains en Argentine, elle s'attendait à être sélectionnée pour les Jeux de la francophonie. Encore une fois, Katie.
Yeah, so basically how that works is as kind of ranked based on your performance throughout the year. And for you to kind of get that call or notice that you're going to be going to these games, you have to have a pretty good ranking throughout your wrestling career. I've been on a few different national teams, but with my performance over the last few years, it was kind of like expected in a way, just because I have been able to perform well throughout the years. And not just long ago, I even was represent Canada at the Pan Am Games in Argentina. So, and I had a good performance there, placing on the podium, but didn't place first. But yeah, kind of just fall back onto form throughout the year.
Du point de vue de la motivation, Katie ne voulait pas se rendre nerveuse. Elle a essayé de rester calme et penser au combat comme un jeu dans lequel elle s'amuse, en sachant que ce n'est pas un combat uniquement physique, mais aussi mental. Katie dit s'être amusée et avoir donné son meilleur dans le combat.
The biggest thing for me is, especially for this game, I didn't want to make myself too nervous, so I definitely went into it with the mindset, okay, let's just have fun, do my best. And whatnot, because with wrestling, it is not just like physically demanding, it's also very mental. So I didn't want that to affect me going all this way where the mental stressors come in for sure the closer it gets to competition. So I tried to just stay calm and collective and really just look at it as having fun. And honestly, that's what I did out there. I know I came out with a win, which was amazing and doesn't always happen by just having fun. However, I was glad I looked at it that way. Like, I felt less stress throughout the competition and I enjoyed my matches and just gave it my all.
Pour les Jeux de la francophonie de cette année à Kinshasa, une petite équipe a été envoyée, c'est-à-dire 4 athlètes pour l'équipe sous les drapeaux du Canada, parmi lesquels Katie figurait, d'autres sous les drapeaux du Nouveau-Brunswick et finalement un groupe sous les drapeaux du Québec.
So for Canada, there was 4. We're for Team Canada. So 4 of us were under Team Canada. There was Team New Brunswick that was there as well. But they didn't go under the Canadian flag. They were under the New Brunswick flag. So if we include New Brunswick, there is a handful of us. Otherwise, there was only 4 of us that represented Canada. Yeah, that's just kind of it. That's all that they sent just because of the... It was a bit of a hassle to get there, the long trip, and... I think it was just a small team they decided to send.
Katie se dit satisfaite avec ses résultats vu qu'on ne peut pas aller plus loin que la première place, mais elle pense évidemment qu'il y a de quoi s'améliorer. Elle affirme qu'après ce grand accomplissement, elle ne s'arrêtera pas maintenant puisqu'elle a dédié des années de sa vie au combat et elle espère poursuivre sa carrière.
Of course, I was satisfied with the results. Can't get much better than that. However, there's always more to work on, you know, things that I can improve. And I'm definitely not stopping now. I've devoted years of my life to wrestling and I still have a passion for it. So I am going to obviously continue going wherever that takes me. This year we do have the Olympic trial coming up and I'm definitely going to give it my all.
Katie Mulkey croit au processus qui est un de ses grands secrets. Dans cette compétition, elle a fait preuve de patience dans toutes les difficultés auxquelles elle a dû faire face et sa persévérance lui a donné la victoire.
Question. That's a good one. So for me, I'd say I just, you know, I think that it's the dedication to the sport and trusting the process, you know, leading up to these type of games and other tournaments that I have been to on the world stage, you have to be patient, you know, and you can't rush the process. you're going to have ups and downs, and you just have to be willing to push through and work harder. You need to have, you know, those lows is what pushes you and makes you better. So it's important not to stop there. And I value those moments throughout my wrestling career where I've had lows and I have been unsuccessful, but those just make you want it more.
C'était avec Eileen Kourou, journaliste pour IGL.